biobank functionalization. So data generation from large biobanks. We're now focusing on blood biobanks as well. And the other segment for large projects is really drug discovery. So we're really, pharma companies are now increasingly becoming interested in using technologies like RNA sequencing to understand the mechanism of action of drugs very early in the drug development pipeline.
Welcome to Chelonia Podcast, a podcast about the use of scientific discoveries and technology applications. We provide the best information on projects participated by Chelonia and many more. My name is Gabriela Bernardi, I'm a science journalist, and in today's episode we talk about the BRB sequencing method of RNA with Riccardo Dainese, co-founder of Alitea Genomics and collaborator of EPFL Lausanne. It's a pleasure to meet you, and would you please briefly introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Riccardo, I'm from Italy. I was born in 1990 in a little town close to Turin. I played football all my life. I was good at school as well. And at 18, we decided it was actually probably better to invest in my brain instead of my feet. So we decided to really give up football and focus on university. I studied in the Politecnico of Turin for the first 3 years of my academic career. I studied biomedical engineering. And then I decided also, you know, being pushed by my parents, that Italy was it was time actually to leave, I would say, and try a foreign experience, so an experience abroad. And I found a very nice master's degree in Sweden, a master's degree in nanotechnology, which I applied to. I got in, and for the next 2 years, then I was in Gothenburg in the University of Chalmers. And after that, I really got fascinated with the applications of nanotechnology to and molecular biology to really genomics and medicine. So I looked around, I wanted to get a little bit closer to Italy again, and EPFL in Lausanne was really the best, I would say, solution in terms of being close to family and being able to do cutting-edge research. Luckily for me, one professor there, Bart de Planke, believed in me, believed in my CV, and he signed me up in the summer of 2014, in which I started my PhD in molecular biology and genomics, enabled by, as I was saying, nanotechnology, specifically by microfluidics. And this is how I got into genomics. I did my 5 years of study there at the PFL, my PhD, and after that we developed this great technology, which is at the basis of our new startup. And in 2020 we launched our startup called Alitea Genomics, focusing on RNA sequencing.
Welcome to Chelonia Podcast, a podcast about the use of scientific discoveries and technology applications. We provide the best information on projects participated by Chelonia and many more. My name is Gabriela Bernardi, I'm a science journalist, and in today's episode we talk about the BRB sequencing method of RNA with Riccardo Dainese, co-founder of Alitea Genomics and collaborator of EPFL Lausanne. It's a pleasure to meet you, and would you please briefly introduce yourself?
The idea of founding a company actually came in 2019. We published our method in the peer-reviewed journal Genome Biology in April, if I remember correctly, in April 2019. And during the year, the paper actually, the article became quite successful. So we got a lot of requests from people that wanted to use our technology either in their own lab, or they wanted us to use our technology on their own samples. And at some point the requests really became a lot, and we started wondering, okay, would it make sense to try and develop actually products based on this technology to really meet the demand that we saw was there based on how many requests we had. So it took a while, it took a little bit longer to take the final decision, but at the end, in May 2020, we decided to incorporate Alitea Genomics, and that really made it official.
Can you briefly describe the activity of Alitea Genomics with respect to development of new RNA sequencing?
Alitea Genomics is a company focused on facilitating and drastically reducing the costs of RNA sequencing for large-scale projects. RNA sequencing is a technology that has now been around for quite a while, since 2007, 2008, if I remember correctly, but so far has been mostly used in the context of fundamental research for small research, relatively small research projects, because of the relative costs. The relatively high costs and laboriousness of the technology. So one of the things that we wanted to do with when we set out to develop this new technology was really to facilitate big projects that we also had in our lab. So this really was our own need that we were trying to solve. And Alitea Genomics really now focuses on facilitating big projects, big RNA sequencing projects like biobank functionalization, so data generation from large biobanks. We're now focusing on blood biobanks as well. And the other segment for large projects is really drug discovery. So pharma companies are now increasingly becoming interested in using technologies like RNA sequencing to understand the mechanism of action of drugs very early in the drug development pipeline. These are projects that really involve thousands and thousands of tests, which for the first time with our technology becomes reasonable from a practical and economical point of view.
How Alitea Genomics drives innovation in the fields of biomarkers or develop new drugs?
The main innovation that Alitea brings on the table is really the ability to perform a large number of RNA sequencing experiments or assays in a single tube. We have developed a technology called bulk RNA barcoding and sequencing. And what RNA barcoding stands for, what it allows us to do, is really to basically attach molecular tags to RNA samples very early on in the experimental pipeline. And once all the samples are tagged with a unique molecular tag, these samples can be actually processed and pulled together in one single tube. We now have products for 96 and up to 384 sample multiplexing, which means that our customers can actually perform 384 RNA sequencing library preparations in a single tube, therefore at the cost and labor of one single experiment, which really, you know, drastically increases the scalability of the system.
What are we working on now?
Refining our technology and refining the products to maximize the product market fit of our products. We are developing solutions that are fully dedicated to, on one hand, RNA sequencing on blood samples, and on the other hand, RNA sequencing from compound-treated or drug-treated samples, like 2D cell cultures or organoids. And these are the main things that we're going to launch this year. We're really excited, and we think it's going to make us do a big jump forward as a company.
In your opinion, which are the biggest challenges for the next generation biotech?
It's a very general question, and I think the challenges for the next generation of biotech are big and many. If I would have to pick a couple, I would say that still a mechanistic understanding of how genes are regulated in biological systems, or, you know, humans, or how genes are deregulated in disease or other critical conditions, is still a fundamental challenge that prevents also the development of targeted therapies. And the second challenge is really once we have this knowledge, once we have this mechanistic understanding of what's going on or what's going wrong when things go wrong, then we need to develop technologies to be able to change what's going wrong or to keep things working normally in our bodies. And it's really, I think, it's really the two macro level challenges that I think biotech has and will have in the future. But definitely what we see is that there's now an exponential increase in the level of research that is being done, the level of knowledge that is being accumulated, the computational power that we have to crunch all the data that is being generated. So I think that it's a gigantic challenge, but we are definitely building a good arsenal for that, and that's also what we're doing at Alitea. We're building one of the weapons in this arsenal, and it's very interesting.
Which skill learn as a student serve you best during your career?
I think it may sound a bit lame, but the main skills I learned as an undergraduate student are really how to study and how to get information on my own, how to assimilate complex information. It's maybe a bit counterintuitive, but I think the level of mental challenges that my undergrad studies with all the exams and all the, if you want, the stress the professors put on us are no match for what you actually do after your undergraduate experience. I think PhD in terms of workload and stress was much less than actually undergrad. And when you're an undergrad, you're always under continuous stress. But definitely, when you're an undergrad, after every exam, you can close the book and you can feel good about yourself. Whereas when you enter the world of research, there's no such a thing. It's not your life doesn't, is not split by exam sessions. So you never have a moment in which you can really feel good about yourself until the very end. So I would say, long story short, it's assimilating complex information. This is the main skill that helped me, and the skill that helps really engineering undergraduates to really have success later on in their job career.
Thank you so much, Professor Dainese, for joining us today at this podcast, and thanks our listeners. If you have any questions about the show, you can get in touch on Chelonia Twitter, and feel free to subscribe to Chelonia.Swiss website and be part of the community. In the meantime, stay tuned for our next interview. Bye!